The US Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is on a mission both to explain and reassure. Firstly, to set out in more detail the practical implications of Washington's strategic rebalancing towards Asia, and secondly, to reassure America's allies in the region who wonder if it can really afford to fund this new strategy given the budgetary pressures at home. Mr. Panetta discounted such fears. The US was retiring some naval vessels, he said, but building more capable new ones. And by 2020, he said the current balance of US naval power, with half in the Pacific and half in the Atlantic, would change significantly. Some 60% would be deployed to the Pacific, including 6 aircraft carriers. Mr. Panetta also sought to play down any suggestion that Washington's new strategy was aimed at China.
Some view the increased emphasis by the United States on the Asia-Pacific region as some kind of challenge to China. I reject that view entirely. Our effort to renew and intensify our involvement in Asia is fully compatible with the development and growth of China.
Mr. Panetta emphasized the need for closer military-to-military ties between China and the U.S., especially for understandings in the difficult areas of cybersecurity and outer space. However, his support for a comprehensive new rules-based system to resolve competing territorial claims in the South China Sea will not go down well in Beijing.